Hypericum, for the nerves. The remedy Hypericum is made of the plant St. John's wort, that we more commonly know for its herbal use for depression and low mood. In homeopathy, its principal use is to treat nerve injuries, making it an important part of the homeopathic first aid kit. So think of this remedy for injuries to parts of the body that are rich in nerve endings, such as the fingertips, toes, nail bed, and the coccyx. It's especially useful for crush injuries, for example when the fingertips get shut in the door, or for toes that have been accidentally trodden on. It can also be useful for puncture or penetrating wounds and lacerations, especially where it feels that there is nerve pain or where there are shooting pains. These injuries are often much more painful and sensitive than appearance would indicate. These wounds may be from accidents or from bites of animals or insects. And Hypericum has got a reputation for preventing tetanus. However, if this is a possibility, as well as taking the remedy, do seek medical advice. It's also useful for helping post-operative pain, especially pain around the incision, where, of course, nerves have been damaged. It can speed the healing of jagged cuts. One of the big indicators for this remedy is excessive painfulness of the injury. Another characteristic feature that indicates the use of Hypericum is sharp, violent shooting pains, especially shooting pains that travel out from the site of injury, often up the limb towards the trunk or up and down the spine in spinal injuries. Think of this remedy to help with pain and healing after your dental work. You can take it before and after the surgery, and it's especially relevant to root canal work and tooth extraction, where of course nerve pain can be a major feature. Consider it for where the teeth remain sensitive after dental work. Falls and blows to the coccyx can be helped with this remedy, especially where there is pain radiating up and down the spine. Consider it for pinched nerves in the back, where there are violent or sharp pains. In both of these cases, it may be difficult or impossible to walk or stoop without eliciting pain. Also along these same lines, think of this remedy for pains after a forceps delivery. Think of this remedy in cases where there is numbness, burning, or tingling of parts of the body as a consequence of nerve injury or even long-standing nerve pathology. The remedy also has a use for scars that remain acutely painful. The emotional picture of Hypericum is less important than for many other remedies, but where it does exist, there can be a mental dullness with errors in speech or depression or sadness. Another indication is for mental or emotional problems that come on after fright or shock or as a consequence of head injury. Generally speaking, Hypericum pains are usually aggravated by dampness, cold, touch, jarring, and pressure.